Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Babu Faddi Salatil Jama'ah. This is a chapter on the virtue of performing salah in congregation, in jama'ah. An Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, Salatul Jama'ati afdalu min Salatil Fadhi bi 27 darajah muttafaqun alayh. Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Salat offered in congregation is 27 times superior to Salah offered individually. Salah offered in congregation is 27 times superior to Salah offered individually. And the next hadith says that Salah offered in Jamaat is 25 times superior. So ulama explained, perhaps Rasulullah was informed first that it was 25 times, that Allah Ta'ala increased it, and then made it 27 times more reward a person gets when he is reading Salah with Jama'ah. And also depending on the quality of the Salah, the sincerity, the khushu, the khudu, the concentration, the devotion. So that also enhances the value of the Salat. Therefore, when a person reads Salah with Jama'ah, then he gets 27 more times reward. Wa Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qal, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة الرجل في جماعة تضعف على صلاته في بيته وفي سوقه 25 ضعفا. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه said that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, a person's salah in congregation is 25 times superior to his salah in his house or in his shop, in his business. So a person reads salat in his house or his shop, then that reward is lesser than reading salah with jama'at in the masjid. وَذَلِكَ أَنَّهُ إِذَا تَوَضَّأَ فَأَحْسَنُ الْوُضُوءَ ثُمَّ خَرَجَ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ لَا يُخْرِجُهُ إِلَّا الصَّلَاةِ لَمْ يَخْتُ خُطْوَةً إِلَّا رُفِعَتْ لَهُ بِهَا دَرَجَةً وَحُتَّتْ عَنْهُ بِهَا خَطِيئَةً. And this is the reason Rasul gives why his salah with jama'at in the masjid is superior and he gets more reward. This is because the one who performs a perfect wudu at home and then he goes to the masjid with the sole purpose of performing salah. And for every step he takes, he gets one darajah, one is elevated by one rank, and one sin is removed. So each step you are taking, one rank of yours is elevated, and one sin you are is removed. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, فَإِذَا صَلَّى. Now when this man performs his salah, لَمْ تَزَلِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ تُصَلِّي عَلَيْهِ مَا دَامَ فِي مُصَلَّاهُ مَا لَمْ يُحْدِثْ تَقُولْ اللَّهُمَّ صَلِّ عَلَيْهِ اللَّهُمَّ ارْحَمْهُ وَلَا يَزَالُ فِي صَلَاةٍ مَنْ تَذَرَ الصَّلَاةِ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. Rasulullah said that when now this man performs his salah, the angels continue supplicating for him. As long as this person is on his musalla and he does not break his wudu, the angels say, Allah send mercy upon him. Send salutations upon him. Allah have mercy upon him. So the angels make dua for the person. And this person is regarded to be in salah. In other words, he gets reward for being in salah as long as he waited for salah. So till iqama, he's sitting, making dhikr, tilawat, and or whatever he's doing, as long as he does not indulge in worldly activities and he does not break his wudu. So a person is engrossed in his dhikr, or tilawat, or dua, or even if he's silent, then the angels are making dua for him, as long as he's waiting for salah. May Allah Ta'ala give us those who can hidayah to make amal. Wa akhir da'wan. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, subhanallah.